In 2015, a company called Turing Pharmaceuticals raised the price of Daraprim, a drug used to fight a common infection in AIDS patients. It went from about $13 a pill to $750 overnight. CEO Martin Shkreli refused to answer questions from a congressional committee about his action, and Shkreli's case may be the best-known example of a strategy that's become common in the pharmaceutical industry, cornering the market for a generic drug and boosting the price to reap huge profits. In January, the CEO of Intermountain Healthcare announced a joint effort by several nonprofit hospital systems to stand up to this kind of abuse in the market by manufacturing their own generic drugs. The effort is winning applause from some large pharmaceutical companies and from other hospital systems. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Voters across the state of Utah identified healthcare and healthcare costs as their top concern in Utah Foundation's 2016 Utah Priorities Project. Increasingly expensive drugs have helped to push the overall cost higher. Generic drugs are those whose patents have expired or that were never patented in the first place. Any company is free to make them, but there are often only one or two sources for any particular drug. Some are used for rare diseases, and some, like Daraprim, are the only effective option for the conditions they treat. Aaron Fox is Director of Drug Information for University of Utah Healthcare. Tracking drug supplies and shortages is part of her job.
We have seen some very old antibiotics, tetracycline, if you can imagine that. That suddenly spiked a few years ago. It got down to just one supplier, and they realized they had a monopoly, and they jacked the price up. So at one time, a capsule of tetracycline, which has literally been around for 60 years at least, that was costing upwards of $100 per capsule. So those types of price spikes where the company is not innovating, they're not really reinvesting into the product, they're simply being good businessmen. But unfortunately, at the end of that is our patients.
Former Utah State Senator Dan Lillenquist says these kinds of price spikes have frustrated the management of Intermountain Healthcare, where he's a vice president in charge of its Enterprise Initiative Office. The company is now backing his idea to challenge drug price hikes by competing with the bad actors.
Something has to be done. Can regulation really legislate good behavior? And we didn't feel like that can be done effectively, and so we were starting to think about other ways to do it. And we came up with this concept of this not-for-profit generic drug idea, and really to have a company to be the conscience of the market, to maybe play a role that is more equivalent to a public utility, with the idea that this would be the producer of last resort for some of these drugs, and that this company would go fight for markets that have been exploited and manipulated.
And it's not just drugs that have become an issue. Hospitals across the country are troubled by a shortage of supplies such as sterile saline solutions for injections. Aaron Fox says there's little profit to be made from those products, and a company that supplied many hospitals across the country was knocked out by the recent hurricane in Puerto Rico.
They didn't have a redundancy plan. They didn't have a backup business contingency plan. And so when that hurricane hit, we immediately had a shortage of those small bags. The larger bags have been also short because, while people were trying to substitute where they could using the larger bags, plus we've had a very bad flu season this year. And so all of that really points to one key reason why we have shortages is capacity. The manufacturing capacity hasn't grown with our population and our needs.
The manufacturing enterprise announced in January by Intermountain Healthcare, three other nonprofit hospital systems, and the Department of Veterans Affairs will be a standalone nonprofit company funded by contributions. Although they're providing startup funding and leadership, none of the hospital systems will own it. Lillenquist says they won't build their own facility right away.
We will start most likely with contract manufacturing, as most players in this market do. There's a robust contract manufacturing industry, and we've been working with a group of advisors to identify those folks we think are the most reputable, have the best reputation for quality and performance and reliability, and so we are beginning those conversations now.
Pharmaceuticals are a worldwide business, And Lillenquist says they probably won't be making many of the actual drugs that doctors prescribe, just putting them into a form that patients can take.
Most of the drugs that you take, the active pharmaceutical ingredients either manufactured in China or India. And so most companies already are partnering with Indian or Chinese companies to help bring in the active pharmaceutical ingredient. We'll likely do the same. I mean, that's the industry standard. We'll most likely do the manufacturing of those drugs here, though, in the United States.
By early 2019, patients at Intermountain Healthcare Hospitals and many others around the country could be taking drugs made and sold at reasonable prices by the new nonprofit enterprise. So far, the hedge funds and other companies that have tried to corner the market in specific generic drugs haven't had a lot to say about the potential competition from this nonprofit company. Some large drug companies have applauded it, though, and some stand to benefit as contract manufacturers. Learn more about what's driving medical costs by following our Utah Health Cost series. The first installment, Bills of Health, was released in December, and it's available at utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.